Good morning. Looky, looky. We have a coffee cup here. Of course, I got coffee. Cinnamon on there. I like cinnamon in my coffee. So, hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And this is the very first sample from our future merch store for the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. So I just wanted to share that with you today. We just got this in the mail yesterday. I will do an unboxing. Everybody does unboxing. TikTok, put that up there. But it's just sampling, experimenting. Don't know how this is going to go, but figure I'll learn from the show. Put some merch out there, T-shirts. I want to get some T-shirts so I can just wear 5 a.m. Master Scrum T-shirts and not have to worry about anything, any logo endorsements or nothing. And make that available to people. Probably give some out to my people I coached over time as free gifts. And be pretty cool. Experiment this. Use this in the museum, other things. Just learning, right? Things you don't know. Anyway, but that's not really the topic today. Talk today is going to be OKRs and management participation and how management, you know, it gives a great chance for managers to share a vision of what the teams don't see. So I want to talk about that today. And I have a snoring dog behind me, so if you hear snoring, because she's tired. Anyway, all right, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And this is our 646th episode today. And we talk about Agile and Scrum in a way to get value to the customer, not work crazy hours and stress yourselves out, have fun at work, get home to family and friends, and fun at home, right? And maybe even apply some of this at home. So we do sessions where we talk about this home. So today, I want to talk about OKRs and management. Managers are always asking me, well, how do I get involved? Everything's self-organized, Greg. What do I do? How do I do this? Well, this is one thing that managers, anybody doesn't realize this. Everyone doesn't see all the inputs and things that are going on that you see. When you're a manager, you get... You sit on meetings and you get vision, you get different things that are going on in a larger part of the corporation, because just like an Agile and Scrum, what do we say? I think the new one's 9. So it's like 8 to 9 people. It's a good Scrum team kind of thing. We keep changing the numbers, but it's always around. It's always under 10. No matter what, it's always under 10. Let's think that is 5 and 5, you know, but always under 10. So as you go up an organization get bigger, you're not going to have 50, 60, 100 people in those rooms. Everybody on the teams can't be a part of that because you'll just never get anything done. So we have to acknowledge that fact. Why can't I be invited to the CEO meeting every day? Because there's not enough. Nothing would get done. Just like in a Scrum team. Why don't we have a whole train of people? Let's say we have 40. Let's say we have 60 engineers, coders, testers, the whole gamut. Working together every day, it would be chaos, right? It's why we make smaller teams. So let's acknowledge that. OKRs provide an opportunity for managers to say, here's what I think the objective should be for this quarter. Based on the vision where we need to go, things they coming down, maybe they're budget cuts, maybe there's new work coming down the pike that's going to really bang us and we want to make sure we're good. And then we have our previous stuff done. So here's an example. Let's say we have new work coming down and we know it's going to be a lot of work, a lot of coding, but we also have to maintain our existing work. The manager is going to see that and say, hey, we got this new project. It's not ready. They're kind of developing. They're going through the motions of the customer focus groups, all that kind of stuff. And when they get that, they'll bring it down. Where they might add is, so with that known, we need to automate more of our existing test cases or how we do business, because it's going to be very difficult. And we can't hire more people because we're under budget to maintain what we do and do all this new work. So they may put an OKR, say in this quarter, we need to increase our automation of our testing or automation of our unit testing. We can't afford to do manual unit testing. So the challenge would be the objective. Automate testing, maybe a key result, maybe our current rate is, you know, 90% or 90% not automated So I want to get to, we want to get to at least 50%. So we're going to go from 90 to 50% automated in this quarter. That way the teams will figure out how they want to automate it, what they want to do. You're not telling them how to do it. You just tell them what we need to get to as an objective this quarter, because next quarter we're going to get slammed with new tech, right? New demands from the customer that are being matured right now. We're building up the backlog. We're going to have it next quarter. So in this quarter, someone has to, every sprint, we should be automating part of it, right? So that's a great way of managers taking what they know that's coming down the pike that they have visibility of that other people may or may not have and share that with the teams. So that's a great way, OKRs, the objectives. And then again, each squad would come up with their objectives to help support those and any key results they want to measure to support that automation thing. Another area might be a certain process takes so much time. Let's say it takes 3 days to process something through the system. Okay, we know 3 days is too long because everybody wants everything like today, right? So maybe the objective is we need to have an objective of shaving down that 3 day process time to 2 days because we need to have that extra time for them to do this new project they've got coming down the pike. So we need to make sure that they have the information so we can get most value out of this stuff coming down. So in that case, they're sharing an objective. We need to reduce the processing time for 3 days to 2 days. That's their objective, right? How are they going to measure it? They have the key result is how much the processing time it takes. And they hopefully have that already in the system. Now, if you don't have that, that's another thing about OKRs. A lot of times I find organizations, they don't have the measurements in place. And part of the time during a sprint is to create the measurement on how they're going to measure this capability. You'd be amazed how many organizations say, this is what we want. I said, well, how do you measure? Well, we kind of don't. You know, they want it because they don't measure. They have no idea what it is, right? But they want to make it an objective. So, but anyway, those are two cases where managers now have visibility in the things that the teams don't, and how the managers can help participate in the squad, the team, the scrum team activity without actually getting in there telling them how to do it. They said, this is what I would like to have and want to have for this quarter as an OKR. So I wanted to share that with you because I always get a lot of managers. How do we participate? Well, come up with some objectives for the team. And you know what? If you're not doing OKRs as an organization, you as a scrum master, next time a manager asks, well, how do I participate? You know, you could really do us a favor. Why don't you come up with a couple objectives that you would like us to answer in a quarter or achieve? And try to work with them that they're not metric objectives, right? They're not, I want your velocity to go up to 50 from 50 points to 52 points. You know, that's not an objective, right? The objective is more granular, pushing envelope, growing, going through the growth model, the growth mindset, getting better, achieving new goals, something maybe we haven't achieved before. And it's part of that journey. It makes it more of a challenge for the team. So that's what I want to share today. Again, we got merch. It's coming. I'm going to set up a merch store, and hopefully you can order stuff. I'll put stuff up when we do the merch store, and that'll be coming up soon. But happy scrumming. Like it? I don't know. It's a big logo. I wonder if I may make the logo smaller. I don't know. We'll just see. Give me feedback. Want a smaller logo or bigger logo? With that, I say happy scrumming. Enjoy your day, and I will see you tomorrow. Enjoy. And take care. Have fun.